Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
The Power of Yellow. Despite some initial reservations, allotment champion Steve Neal recounts the success of opening up an allotment site in Somerset to the National Garden Scheme. What did you say? You're charging £4.50 to get in. Who is going to pay to see some old allotments? Do you really know what you're doing? You ought to stick to selling pickles and jam. As an allotment association, you get used to receiving a regular dose of unsolicited advice on how things could be done better or differently. It goes with the territory, as they say, but this comment from one of our own members made us momentarily pause in our tracks. Had we really grown a little bit above ourselves, opening our allotments alongside some formal gardens belonging to fairly grand houses or old rectories as part of the National Garden Scheme, NGS? Iford Manor, Bath Priory Hotel, Corsham Court, Algar's Manor, Dyreham Park, Muriel Jones Allotment Fields, Frome. It doesn't take much to spot the odd one out on that list, and any one man or woman with a dog can, and often does, wander down the allotment any old day and has a nose around without having to fork out £4.50 for the privilege. A vision of potential public humiliation grew in the collective mind of the committee. The bunting all out for an open day when no one turned up, and a pile of unsold cake drying out under the gazebo. Grant application. When times look troubled, it's always best to try and shift the blame. In our defence, we could have said that it wasn't our idea, that we'd been asked to open by the NGS. It had all started when we applied for a grant from the Elspeth Thompson Bursaries, run by the NGS, to build some raised beds on an underutilised strip of ground on our 5-acre allotment site on the outskirts of town. The 8 beds were for less mobile gardeners, the raised design making them less physically taxing than a traditional plot. They were designed to be close to the car park and toilet, accessible by wheelchair, and we asked the NGS for £3,000 towards the cost. The NGS liked our plans and came up with the money. They also liked the completed raised beds when they came to inspect them, and more surprisingly, our two visitors from the NGS, Penny Snell and Sue Phipps, found the rest of the allotments impressive too, as they wandered about, admiring the plots as the wildlife shimmied in the early morning June sun. Penny Snell, vice president of the NGS, announced that they were the prettiest allotments that she had ever seen, and said that we ought to open them as part of the NGS. While the plot holders had always known that the setting of the site, gently sloping down to the River Frome with views of Clay Hill and Longleat Forest in the distance, was a beautiful spot in which to garden, it was good to have it confirmed by someone from outside. Suitably flattered, we agreed to open. After all, it would have been churlish to turn down the invitation. The real thing. What does an allotment site have to offer to the garden visitor when compared with a formal garden? Well, first of all, there is variety. Around 100 plots will give you 100 different styles of gardening, with no two precisely the same. You have everything from a plot with the traditional mass of brassicas under netting, alongside a neat row of earthed-up potatoes, the regularity appealing to the eye's sense of order. Next to it could be the suburban garden recreated, including a lawn with clipped edges and pots, the plot holder perhaps not having a garden at home. Next to this could be a sustainable garden with the fallow beds covered in plastic, weighed down with tractor tyres. Next to this could be a no-dig plot, the beds raised up with layers of heaped-up compost to suppress the weeds. Then there are the sheds, from the simple storage unit to something well on the way to a weekend cottage in Devon, where the plot holders sit on their porch and admire the fruits of their industry and the view. The visitor walks around and never quite knows what will appear next. The experience is similar to walking around the artisan garden section of the Chelsea Flower Show, where the gardens often draw on elements of the folk gardening styles to bind a garden to a particular theme. But this is the real thing, an allotment as it is, the design less self-conscious. What you will get on allotments are vegetables, flowers and fruit, with an abundance of varieties and cultivated in many ways. In June or July, when everything is in full growth, there can be nothing better than walking the paths between the plots, the senses stimulated by the flowers and leaves, the colours and the smells. But there is also a practical side to visiting an allotment. It can be a source of new ideas and advice. I didn't realise you could grow that. I didn't know you could grow it that way. The opportunity to chat to plot holders and ask them about how they go about growing something can provide inspiration. Yellow Book. So did the people come to visit? After spending several days tidying, strimming, bringing in generators and organising the car parking, the stakes were high. But as soon as we opened at 11 a.m, in they came through the gate, happily paying the price of admission. In the end, we raised £650 for the NGS and had around 100 visitors. They liked what they saw, in most cases staying for around 2 hours, rounding things off with a visit to the tea tent. However, one couple, council allotment inspectors in the making, did advise us that plot 258B wasn't looking too good and should be sent a letter. The surprising thing was that most of the visitors weren't immediately local, but had often come from 20 miles away. We asked them how they had heard about the open day. It was the Yellow Book, published annually by the NGS, that had brought them here. The Yellow Book has a power all of its own. People thumb through it, planning their visits from the moment it arrives. And a new garden or allotment never opened before is a particular attraction. The combination of gardens, cake and raised money for good causes is as formidable as ever. This year, the Muriel Jones Field allotments are open on Tuesday, July the 4th, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Admission £4.50. The National Garden Scheme, NGS. Founded in 1927, the NGS has around 3,700 private gardens opening for charity. A record £3 million will be given to nursing charities this year, including the Queen's Nursing Institute, Macmillan Cancer Support, Marie Curie Carers Trust. The NGS also provides garden bursaries which help young gardeners at the start of their careers. At the moment, around 33 allotments are opening as part of the scheme. If you want to open your allotment or garden, then contact the NGS via their website, ngs.org.uk. As the NGS website helpfully points out, you don't need a garden worthy of a gold medal at Chelsea to be part of the NGS.
Kitchen Garden offers down-to-earth advice from the finest minds in gardening to make sure you get the tastiest produce from your plot. Packed every month with hints and tips on growing your own fruit and veg, it's perfect for beginners and experts alike.
We have 7 different offers available exclusive to our podcast listeners, so there's something for every budget. And don't forget that all subscribers are eligible to sign in to our Subs Club on the Kitchen Garden website.
So go to www.classicmagazines.co.uk/KG229 for all the details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.